One of the most difficult decisions facing local and state officials in Maine is whether and how to reopen schools this fall. The State Department of Education has released its initial guidelines for reopening, with districts around the state likely to release their local plans over the next month. It's also a complicated issue for teachers and families, as some feel anxious about returning in the fall. Robbie Feinberg reports.
Remote learning at Ashley Muncy's house in Hollis has been hectic, to say the least. She's got three young kids, including a one-year-old daughter. When school closed in March, her husband worked from their basement, and she juggled multiple Zoom meetings for their kids each day, and took care of the baby as the pandemic unfolded around them.
So it was hard. My kids didn't much care for remote learning. They missed being in school, and they missed the schedule of it all. It did get better. We started to kind of have a flow, but they are definitely looking forward to returning to school.
Another Hollis parent, Meredith Charlton, is also eager for her son to go back. He struggled socially, she says, and Charlton says she feels like he's taken five steps back during the pandemic. But while Charlton trusts local school officials to keep kids safe, she's got questions, like who will provide childcare for students if they can only go to school a few days per week, and how will she be able to protect herself from the virus, particularly as a nurse who's immunosuppressed after a kidney transplant.
You know, as a nurse at the bedside, you know, if I get it, what happens? You know, what happens to my family and my patients? And it's scary. I work in the NICU, the neonatal intensive care unit, with, you know, sick, vulnerable babies. And certainly we don't want them to get infected.
Health, safety, childcare, they're just a few of the many complicated factors that parents, teachers, and schools are thinking about as they weigh reopening.
The unknown right now is very scary for parents, and that's what we're facing right now, is an unknown.
Carrie Woodcock is the executive director of the Maine Parent Federation. She says while some parents want their children to head back, others, particularly those with immunocompromised children, are nervous, with some saying they won't send their children back into the classroom until a COVID-19 vaccine is available.
You know, overwhelming amount of parents want to know that their children are going to be safe. I would say that's the one consistency. And for some parents, safe means that health is the priority concern, and for other parents, safety means that their academics take priority and their social and emotional learning take priority. And I can see all three sides.
For North Yarmouth parent Sarah McIntyre, the negative effects of staying home outweigh the risk of the virus for her family. McIntyre has had to cut back her work schedule to one day a week so she can care for her teenage daughter, who has Down syndrome and autism. Without the basic routines and in-person therapies at school, McIntyre says her daughter has had both medical problems and behavioral issues.
I really do hope they open the schools, because I don't know what we're going to do.
But other parents say a lot of questions still need to be answered before they're comfortable with reopening. Amanda Cooper is a parent from Buxton who also teaches middle school in a neighboring district. She says she desperately wants to see her students, particularly after seeing how remote learning didn't work for many kids. But she's also acutely aware of the risks.
We have to do so safely. We absolutely have to do everything within our power to mitigate any potential risks to exposures, because this pandemic is not something, this virus is not something that we really have a solid grasp on yet. And I don't think public schools should be the test subjects to see how that goes, quite frankly.
Maine Education Association President Grace Levitt says ensuring that safety will require more resources, more PPE, new school configurations, and more staff to transport students, clean school buildings, and deliver meals.
The list is pretty lengthy, how to make the facility safe and how to make the way we do instruction safe for in-person learning. And that's the goal that everybody wants to get back to, is in person, because we know that that is absolutely the best for our students. But we need to keep everybody safe, and that has to be taken care of.
The Maine Department of Education estimates the costs of implementing CDC guidelines statewide could be more than $320 million. Commissioner Pender Macon told Maine Public last month that the department has put in a request to cover the cost through the nearly $1 billion in federal coronavirus relief funds that the state has received so far. Steve Bailey, the executive director of the Maine School Management Association, says leaders are doing everything possible to open schools, but local communities won't be able to handle the cost of reopening on their own.
You know, federal and state dollars will be needed to make sure that this can happen. Without it, you know, communities are just going to be left on their own, and they're really going to be fall by the wayside. And we have to make sure that we don't accentuate the haves and the have-nots, you know, in terms of those who are able and those who aren't. We need to make sure it can happen across the state.
The Maine Department of Education is continuing to accept input on its draft framework for reopening schools, and the state has said it will partner with public health agencies to advise schools about reopening. State officials have said they're hoping that schools can reopen in the fall, but are advising districts to plan for many different scenarios, whether that's in-person learning, remote learning, or something in between. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.